April 30th, 2025. Stellantis, the company you know for Dodge, Jeep, Chrysler, and Ram, released its Q1 report, and investors are not happy. Revenue is falling, profit is heading towards the red, its share price has crashed 70%, and the CEO just resigned. What makes this even stranger is that Stellantis had a plan to take over the automotive industry, and it all started with one man. But it backfired. What happened? How did things fall apart? To find out, we have to go back to 2021. If you don't know Stellantis by name, I don't blame you. It's actually a new parent company formed through a merger between Chrysler and Peugeot. These giants joining forces made Stellantis a juggernaut overnight, putting it in the top 5 car producers worldwide and the second largest in Europe, only behind Volkswagen. Their brands include Dodge, Fiat, Jeep, Maserati, Peugeot, Ram, and many, many more. And that brings us to our main character, Carlos Tavares.
5 months after its birth, powered by its diversity of people and brands, Stellantis accelerates to lead the way the world moves.
He was the CEO of Peugeot and had turned the company around by quadrupling its market cap. Now he was at the helm of Stellantis. Carlos had everything he needed. Lots of brands, more power, more capital, and a market cap of $50 billion and climbing. He was going to need all this because he had huge plans. Carlos was planning to redefine the core brands, most notably Jeep, Ram, and Dodge. These were iconic cars in the United States, especially between 2018 and 2020, with the release of the Jeep Gladiator, a new pickup truck. It hit the market with a splash in 2019, and then its sales doubled in 2020, despite the pandemic. And it wasn't just Jeep either. Ram climbed to the number 2 truck brand in 2019 with over 700,000 sales, an 18% increase. An 18% increase in 1 year is already impressive, but in a market as saturated as the US car industry, that's absurd. Like Jeep, Ram also performed well in the pandemic. Dodge saw even more impressive results. The muscle car brand's sales jumped 29% in Q1 of 2021. Stellantis' US brands were doing well. So, what was the problem? If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Well, Carlos should have taken this advice, but he wanted to make big changes. Despite the growth, Stellantis believed these brands had a big problem. Margins. Jeep and Ram were doing well, but their profit margins weren't amazing. Their real money was in luxury cars. Success not through sales volume, but high margins. Sell less cars, which cost more, less cost of distribution fees, yet more money for each car. It all made sense. In fact, the whole car industry was moving in this one direction: higher prices and bigger cars. Ever notice how big, expensive SUVs and pickup trucks are everywhere now, especially in the US? Well, this is why, and why automakers were pushing these cars hard. It seemed like a logical step for Stellantis to make these beloved brands more premium and more profitable. As Carlos became CEO, the car industry was going through massive changes. It was facing its biggest challenges, yet simultaneously, its golden age. How? Well, with supply chains crippled, supply of cars decreased and sales fell by 22% from 2019. But when supply goes down and the demand is still there, prices skyrocket, so companies changed their tactics. They prioritized high-priced vehicles, and despite low supply, they produced even higher profits. The average new car price reached an all-time high of $47,000 in 2021. That's a $10,000 jump from 2019, a 27% price jump in just 2 years. It wasn't too long ago when $47,000 was the price of a luxury car. Now, it's statistically just average. Car prices skyrocketed far, far above the average earnings. And to make things even better for automakers, in 2020, the Federal Reserve dropped interest rates from 1.75% all the way to 0 to 0.25%. This meant prices were going up, but the cost of financing a car was actually going down. Everything was somehow magically moving in favor of automakers, but there's even more. Between 2020 and 2023, we saw the global semiconductor crisis. The pandemic threw production and supply chains into chaos, and everyone is fighting for chips. What does this have to do with cars? Well, new cars becoming more and more computerized are all tied to semiconductors, which have been experiencing all kinds of constraints, notably in 2023. You might think, okay, a car has a few chips in it. How can that drive up prices meaningfully? Well, not quite. Modern cars don't just have a couple chips. They have thousands. Modern cars typically have between 1,000 and 3,000 chips. Funnily enough, it's reported that the global semiconductor shortage is actually largely thanks to the automotive industry. When one component has so much demand but restrained supply, it's naturally going to drive up prices. Yet even after supply chains corrected, car prices stayed high. Car manufacturers and dealerships were suddenly making record profits and didn't want to throw it away. In fact, between December 2019 and 2022, dealership markups increased by as much as 144%. But that topic deserves its own video because it wasn't just the case with Stellantis. But boy, were Stellantis and Carlos going to capitalize on this. It's not just car dealerships that have been going to town over the past couple of years, but also data brokers, and that's why I'm excited about today's sponsor, DeleteMe. DeleteMe is a personal data removal service that automatically contacts data brokers, those sketchy companies that collect and sell your personal information, and ensures your data is wiped from their databases. After someone used my credit card to run a bunch of Facebook ads, I went on a rabbit hole trying to clean things up. I stumbled upon dozens of shady people search websites listing my name, former addresses, and even old email accounts I'd forgotten, and trying to remove my info was a total nightmare. Every site had its own unique opt-out process, if they allowed it at all. That's why I personally used DeleteMe, to make the whole process easy. They handle the requests, the follow-ups, and even push back when data brokers resist. You can see on my DeleteMe dashboard that it removed my data from several sites and deleted dozens of items. And it's not just about protecting yourself. Data brokers often expose relatives' information as well, which is what makes the family plan so worth it. Get 20% off DeleteMe consumer plans when you go to joindeleteme.com/logically and use promo code logically at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/logically, code logically. Thank you to DeleteMe for supporting our videos. Stellantis began introducing high-price, high-margin versions of the beloved brands Jeep and Ram. High-end models began to roll out, like the Jeep Grand Wagoneer and the Ram 1500 TRX, with price ranges upwards of $70,000 or even as high as $100,000. Prices all across the board were going up, and Jeep and Ram were now marketed as premium. Their cheaper models like the Jeep Gladiator were also going up, some climbing to $70,000 with none below $39,000. CarEdge reports that it's actually Ram that takes the trophy for the biggest MSRP price jump in 2022. Following a 9.1% price increase, the Ram 1500 TRX now starts at $76,780. But very quickly, things began to sour. In 2021, Ram sales peaked at 569,000 and then began to drop. Sales were going down, but wasn't that the plan? Less cars, but more money? Well, in reality, sales were free-falling. Ram's 2022 US car sales dropped to 468,000, a drop of 100,000. In 2023, they dropped to 444,000, then 373,000 in 2024. Jeep is headed in a similar direction. In 2023, sales dropped to 642,000, and then in 2024, that dropped further to 587,000. The Stellantis Dealer Association wrote an open letter to Carlos Tavares, who had been pleading for Carlos to change course for 2 years and that they were heading for a disaster. The latest letter said, "Now that disaster has arrived, everyone will suffer the consequences of these disastrous choices." Executives were fleeing, thousands of staff were being laid off, and Stellantis factories were being closed. It was a real crisis, so what went wrong? How did the foolproof plan fail? Well, changing a customer's perception of a known product is extremely difficult. Before the price hikes, Jeep and Ram weren't luxury cars. They were more aspirational middle class, and that's not a bad thing. Ram was seen as a reliable workhorse truck, and the Jeep was seen as the off-road adventure car. People loved models like the Jeep Wrangler and the Cherokee for being relatively affordable and durable and adventurous. I mean, Jeep's entire origin came from the Willys MB, which was used in World War II. Jeep was its nickname given by soldiers, which became its entire brand. That doesn't communicate premium luxury. That screams, this will take bullets and still get you from point A to point B. Analysts explain that customers just can't afford this. That's the wall Stellantis is hitting. Fundamentally, they have a product mismatch for the market. Their original customer segment typically has lower credit scores and limited spending power. This might have been okay with the drop in interest rates, but now they have gone back up. By July 2023, the Fed has increased rates to as high as 5.5%, making borrowing impossibly expensive, especially with the high prices. Customers weren't just outpriced though. They were angry. Jeep and Ram had some loyal followings, but Stellantis left them behind. In 2020, I got my Gladiator Sport for under 35K. When I look at the Rubicon in 2024, I'm hard-pressed to see what has been added that could possibly warrant 2x the price. In an effort to squeeze more money out of customers, they just pushed them away. To make matters worse, their prices for their old, reliable, affordable cars were also going up, which just angered longtime fans. My last three cars have been Jeep Grand Cherokees. I love them. All of them were competitively priced. No money down, sub 400 a month payments. When I went to the showroom in September to talk to them about getting a new one, they said they couldn't do anything for less than 4,000 down, 750 a month for the same car. They said it was due to changes in the buying environment. Well, the big change in the buying environment is going to be, I don't buy your car. What's even stranger is that Stellantis already has premium car brands like Maserati and even Alfa Romeo to a degree. But Jeep and Ram are not that. These brands already had their own niche. And when they tried to change what people already knew to try to get more money, it failed spectacularly. Since 2017, we've published over 1,050 videos and racked up 160 million views. Yet somehow, we still haven't reached 1 million subscribers. That conversion rate is even worse than the markups on Jeep Rubicons. If you've been watching without subscribing, I would really appreciate it if you hit the subscribe button so that we can finally make 1 million a reality. Things were only going down at Stellantis. For the year of 2024, net profits declined by 70%. 70%! Things were so bad that the board couldn't even wait for Carlos's term as CEO to finish and decided that he had to go.
The CEO of Stellantis, Carlos Tavares, has resigned. He's been under fire recently over the company's disappointing sales and disagreements he had with the company's board of directors. Recently, the UAW also called for the CEO's removal.
Carlos had betrayed customers and it backfired. That brings us to their latest results, where things get even worse. Stellantis needs to turn things around, but in 2025, the entire industry is struggling with markets and Trump's auto industry tariffs. For Q1 2025, Stellantis reported revenue of 35.8 billion euros, down 14%. Shipments were also down 9%, reflecting lower production and lower demand. Stellantis didn't know what to do, so they made a huge decision. In the report, they stated, the company is suspending its 2025 financial guidance due to tariff-related uncertainties. And this is huge. Most public companies will make financial predictions on where they think their business will be next year. It's impossible to predict the future, but having a benchmark and goal for your plans is essential, not only to make sure the company is on track, but for investors. If a company is above its financial expectations, investors will often jump in, and vice versa if results are lackluster. What Stellantis is saying though is, we have literally no idea where things are going, and we're not confident enough to even guess. This is not common and definitely not a good sign. But I will note, it's not just Stellantis, the entire industry is going through this. One Stellantis investor said that, after meeting with the company, its competitors, and suppliers, the management teams have candidly clarified their lack of visibility, so we're not really shocked by Stellantis' decision to pull its guidance. As investors, we play it by ear, relying on common sense prevailing in current tariff negotiations. Even with the car market doing poorly as a whole, the main problem for Stellantis is how Carlo's strategy backfired. It's more than just sales, it's about brand trust. Stellantis is the poster child for everything wrong with Western cars, too expensive for the people who want them. They turned their backs on customers, and now those loyal fans have done the same. Stellantis has some serious reflection to do if they want to survive. Thanks again, Delete Me, for sponsoring this video. To get your data removed from the internet, check out Delete Me via my link in the description and get 20% off. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.